All his life, Owen enjoyed solitude. He enjoyed peace and quiet. He preferred walks by himself. He relished exploring the earth and the forests and the trees on his own. He enjoyed the quiet that came with only his thoughts for comfort. It was a good thing, seeing as how he was a bear shifter, and bears tended to be reclusive creatures longing for solitude. As the only cub born from his mother's first litter, he had been without a companion from an early age, and continued to enjoy the quiet as a young boy, until his mother had mated once more and bore a litter of two. His brothers, troublesome as they were not a pair for quiet. No, they were loud and vexing from the start. Owen never thought he would reach a point in his life where he would long for noise once more, at least not after leaving his mother's den. He had settled in the forest, taking a position which would allow him quiet and seclusion. It was all a bear could ever want, to rarely see a neighbor in passing, to live off the land and in harmony with the land, and only occasionally heading into town when absolutely necessary. It was a life many bears dreamed of. Unfortunately, his brothers had settled on land nearby, not that he visited save for when the time came for spring planting and the fall harvest. It was a life he thoroughly enjoyed, even when the winter was cold and dark, and the summer was long and lazy. It was never something he had regretted until now. Staring at himself in the small mirror, Owen took a long look, carefully taking in the wild and unkempt look of his beard and his hair. He knew he needed to trim it up before heading into town to pick up his supplies, but while attempting to comb himself out, he had discovered something utterly human. A gray hair. He had a gray hair. He wondered if he shifted, whether or not the hair was there in his bear form as well. Was he getting old? Older? Was this a sign of his age? Well, as the sun moved through the sky and the earth turned and the seasons changed, everyone grew older. There was no avoiding it. No creature had eternity, only the trees, if they were allowed to grow. A gray hair was a sign he was reaching the latter part of his 30s. It was nothing to fear, but that didn't stop him from a more thorough check of his hairline. How would an old, grizzled bear look if he were to have missing patches of fur on his face? The thought had him shaking his head. Bah, look at him, worrying like a woman about his appearance. Who was ever there to see him? His brothers would mock him heartily for the sentiment, but deep down it still bothered him.
What the hell did you do to poor Owen? Owen. His name was Owen. Cordelia. Hello? Anyone home? The giant's name was Owen, and he was... wow. When Bethany told her there were lumberjacks who lived in the forests around Bear Valley, she had imagined men in flannels with giant axes. And, okay, yes, giants. But she hadn't expected him. Hadn't expected a man so large, he filled the doorway to the store. Hadn't expected a thick beard and wild hair barely tied up in a bun. Hadn't expected big hands with long, thick fingers. She definitely hadn't also expected him to be as broad as he was tall, and to make her breath stop in her chest with the way he had looked at her, like he was ready to devour her where she stood. She hadn't expected him to stare at her, like he was a man dying, and she was his salvation. Cordelia? Girl, you look like you're gonna die or something. What is going on in that head of yours? Blinking, Cordelia turned to look at Bethany, suddenly realizing she was still staring at the spot where the giant had just been. He was gone now, the doorway open, and she rushed forward, wanting to catch one last glimpse of him. All she saw was a truck, turning and driving out of town.
Did you say Owen? I'll get the cart.
No need, Mr. Collins. Cordelia scared him away.